We've heard about the perils of being overweight many times, but there, along with the risk of a number of different illnesses, there's also physical pain that goes with being obese, according to a survey of more than a million people in the United States.
That's right. This particular survey, it was published in the journal Obesity, asked people whether they felt pain yesterday. The reason for doing that is they tried to reduce what we call recall bias. That is, you know, it's very difficult for someone to know what their state of pain was months or even years prior. So what they wanted to find out is just on an immediate basis whether someone was experiencing pain, and they graded that pain on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is being the worst pain you've ever experienced in your life. And they divided the group up into weight categories. So they looked at somebody that was at low or normal weight, someone who was considered overweight by using body mass index, so that is over 26 or 27 to 30, and then dividing up after that three classes of obesity. And this is class 1, 2, and 3, simply an increase in terms of the scale of BMI. And when they controlled for various factors, including chronic issues and such, they found that in terms of reporting pain, there was a relationship between increasing weight and the pain reported, whereas normal weight individuals and overweight individuals had about the same report. There really wasn't much of a difference. But when you got into the obesity classes of 1 to 3, you found that the increase in pain reported was 14% more than the normal or overweight group in class 1 obesity, all the way up to 58% more pain reported in class 3 obesity, which is BMIs over 40. So they're looking for explanations as to why this could possibly be. And even when they account for the musculoskeletal pains, that is, because of the excess weight on the joints, you get a lot of osteoarthritis and other types of injuries, even accounting for that, they're saying there may be some physiologic process, that is that the accumulation of fat itself in the body is producing compounds that lead to increased inflammation. We already know that when someone has increased abdominal fat, they have increased risks of heart disease because of the effect on the coronary arteries and inflammatory effects. So they're thinking this may be an extension of that to other parts of the body. And there's also factors such as depression and other chronic illnesses that certainly can contribute to that as well. So all we can say from this particular study is that there seems to be a statistical correlation between increasing weight and increasing reports of more chronic pain.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.